Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, we want to talk about King Saul of ancient Israel and notice how far he fell. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 28, verses 7 and 8, where we read, "Then Saul said to his servants, 'Find me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her.' And his servants said to him, 'In fact, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor.' So Saul disguised himself and put on other clothes, and he went, and two men went with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, 'Please conduct a seance for me and bring up for me the one I shall name to you.'" King Saul was about to face the Philistines in battle, and he was afraid because he knew that his heart and his life were far from God. Still, he longed for supernatural guidance of some kind. Saul did something no one should ever do. He said, "Find me a woman who is a medium that I may go to her and inquire of her." It wasn't easy to find a medium in the land of Israel because Saul had previously put them out of the land. So Saul asked his staff to find him one, and they suggested a woman in the city of Endor. Traditionally, this woman is known as the Witch of Endor. It may be appropriate to call her a witch, but it's more accurate to call her a medium or a necromancer, one who makes contact with the dead. The Hebrew word for medium is ob, and it has some idea of mumbling or speaking with a strange, hollow sound, as if one were a mere channel for the voice of the dead speaking through them. The Hebrew word has in mind the sound the channel makes as they speak. Now, the English word medium has in mind the concept of a channel. They supposedly stand in between the world of the living and the dead, and they communicate between the two worlds. Endor wasn't far away, so Saul disguised himself, and he went. As Saul sought the medium, he brought upon himself a curse. God said in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6, "And the person who turns after mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people." Because Saul sought wisdom and knowledge from the realm of the dead, he sought the devil and not God. When he came to the woman of Endor, Saul asked her to bring up the one that I shall name for you. Saul wanted the medium to channel the deceased prophet Samuel. He did this because he wanted to know what God might say to him. Saul was like a man going to a palm reader to hear the will of God. This shows us the depth of Saul's fall from God and how it affected his mind. He obviously wasn't thinking clearly here. We would never make it this simple. Saul went to the devil to hear from God. Now, he even never thought that he would fall that far. But once Saul rejected the truth, he was likely to fall for even the most foolish deception. Saul remains a warning to every one of us. He was blessed by God in many ways, and though he never displayed much spiritual depth, he started as a humble man. Yet Saul spent the last night of his life asking the devil for a word from God. Again and again, we need to trust in the God who's able to keep us from falling and to abide in him. If day by day we seek him by his grace, we won't end having fallen so far. Keep that in mind as you walk with the Lord today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.